Welcome to MarketSnap SWOT analysis for Aspire Mining Limited, ticker ASPY. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into the potential of this company, you've come to the right place. Today, we're breaking down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats surrounding Aspire Mining, a player in the mining sector with a focus on coal exploration and development, primarily in Mongolia. Let's unpack what's going on with this company, look at the latest developments, and figure out if it's a hidden gem or a risky bet for your portfolio. First, a quick overview for those who might not be familiar with Aspire Mining. This isn't a household name like some of the big tech giants, so let me set the stage. Aspire Mining Limited operates in the coal mining industry, part of the broader basic materials sector, with its key projects centered in Mongolia. They're working on developing coking coal assets, which are critical for steel production, a niche but vital corner of the market. Their market cap isn't massive, sitting at a level that marks them as a smaller player, but that can sometimes mean room for growth if they play their cards right. Let's dive into the latest buzz and numbers to see where they stand. Speaking of buzz, recent news around Aspire Mining has been a mixed bag. There's chatter about their progress on key projects, with some updates on infrastructure development that could unlock value in their coal assets. However, there are also whispers of geopolitical and logistical challenges in Mongolia that could slow things down. Performance-wise, the stock has had its ups and downs. Over the past year, returns have been volatile, with some periods of decent gains, but also notable dips compared to the broader sector. Short-term trends show a bit of a struggle, with the last few months lagging behind industry averages. But as long-term investors, we're not just chasing weekly spikes, we want to know if the foundation is solid. So, let's get into the meat of this analysis with a full SWOT breakdown. Strengths: niche focus on coking coal. Aspire Mining is positioned in a specialized segment of the coal market, coking coal, which is essential for steelmaking. With steel demand tied to global infrastructure growth, this gives them a strategic foothold in a high-value resource area, even as thermal coal faces headwinds. Geographic asset base. Their projects in Mongolia, while challenging, are near key markets like China, a major steel producer. If they can overcome logistical hurdles, this proximity could be a cost advantage over competitors shipping from farther regions. Operational updates. Recent news highlights progress on infrastructure, like rail access, which is critical for getting their product to market. This isn't just a pipe dream, they're making tangible steps that could boost future revenue streams. Valuation metrics. Looking at their price-to-sales ratio, it's on the lower side compared to some peers, suggesting the stock might not be overpriced right now. For value investors, this could signal a potential entry point if other factors align. Weaknesses. Diving into their financial statements, revenue growth has been inconsistent, and net income isn't exactly painting a rosy picture. They're not generating the kind of profitability you'd want to see in a stable long-term pick. Free cash flow is also underwhelming, which raises questions about their ability to fund expansion without piling on more debt. High debt levels. Speaking of debt, their debt-to-equity ratio is a red flag. It's higher than I'd like for a company of this size, especially in a capital-intensive industry like mining. If interest rates climb or cash flow doesn't improve, this could become a serious burden. Market performance lag. Compared to the broader basic materials sector, Aspire's stock performance over the past 3 to 6 months has been lackluster. They're not keeping pace with industry trends, which might reflect deeper operational or market perception issues. With a smaller market cap and fewer resources than the big dogs in mining, they're more vulnerable to shocks, whether it's commodity price swings or project delays. They don't have the cushion that larger competitors do. Opportunities. Infrastructure development. If Aspire can nail down the rail and transport links they've been working on, as mentioned in recent updates, it could be a game changer. Getting their coal to market efficiently would likely boost revenue and investor confidence, something to watch closely over the next few quarters. Steel demand growth. Global steel production isn't going anywhere, especially with infrastructure booms in developing economies. As a coking coal supplier, Aspire could ride this wave if they position themselves as a reliable source. Long-term investors should keep an eye on macro trends here. Undervalued potential. With a forward PE ratio that's not sky-high, based on analyst estimates, there's a chance the market hasn't fully priced in their growth potential. If they execute on their projects, we could see a nice re-rating of the stock over time. Regional expansion. Their earnings call transcripts hint at exploring additional partnerships or markets in the region. If they can diversify their customer base beyond just nearby giants like China, it could reduce risk and open up new revenue streams. Threats, geopolitical risks. Operating in Mongolia comes with baggage. Political instability, regulatory changes, or cross-border tensions could derail their projects. Recent news snippets point to these as ongoing concerns, and as investors, we can't ignore the headline risk. Commodity price volatility, coal prices, even for coking coal, can swing wildly based on global supply and demand. If steel production slows or alternative materials gain traction, Aspire could take a hit. Their smaller size means they're less insulated from these cycles. Logistical challenges. Until those infrastructure projects are fully online, getting their product out remains a bottleneck. Delays or cost overruns here could weigh on financials and investor sentiment, especially in the short to medium term. Environmental pushback. Let's be real. Coal isn't the darling of the ESG crowd. Increasing pressure for cleaner energy could lead to tighter regulations or reduced demand for coal over the long haul, even in the coking segment. This is a structural threat for the entire industry, and Aspire isn't immune. Now, let's tie this all together with some broader insights. From a long-term perspective, Aspire Mining is a bit of a high-risk, high-reward play. On one hand, their focus on coking coal and strategic location near major markets like China give them a shot at carving out a profitable niche. If they can sort out their infrastructure challenges, as hinted in recent updates and earnings calls, we might see a significant uplift in their financials down the line. On the flip side, the debt load and operational risks in Mongolia are hard to ignore. For every step forward, there's a potential landmine, whether it's geopolitical drama or just the cyclical nature of commodities. As an investor, you've got to ask yourself if the potential upside justifies the headaches. Valuation-wise, the stock doesn't look overcooked based on current metrics like price to sales and forward PE estimates. But without stronger revenue growth or better control over debt, it's tough to call this a screaming buy just yet. Short-term volatility might spook some of you, but if you're in for the long haul, keep tabs on their project milestones and any shifts in the steel market. Those will likely be the catalysts that move the needle. In conclusion, Aspire Mining Limited presents a mixed bag for long-term investors. There's undeniable potential if they can execute on their infrastructure plans and capitalize on steel demand, but the risks, especially around debt and geopolitical factors, mean this isn't a set-it-and-forget-it kind of stock. You'll need to stay vigilant and monitor their progress closely. If you're intrigued by what we've covered today, make sure to stick around with MarketSnap for more deep dives like this. We've got daily stock market summaries and detailed analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. What do you think about Aspire Mining's future? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.